Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, how not to fear. This is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Gospel Light Minute X podcast, episode number 455, titled How Not to Fear in These Perilous Days. Beloved, I am here to remind you of what the Holy Bible says very clearly, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. A cause for fear? ? Things that we have always considered to be safe activities for so many years, going to school or working, going to work, traveling, going out with friends for dinner or other events, or going shopping, now require, sad to say, a second thought. For people are being killed on college campuses and even elementary school campuses, middle school campuses, high school campuses, all across this country called America and other places. It seems that each day's news brings more information about potential risks to our safety. Throughout our lives, it is calming and reassuring to know that someone is looking out for our safety. Loved ones tell children, "Don't be afraid," and do their best to protect them from harm. Governments and other agencies are also working to eliminate some of the sources of our fears through increased security measures and public health programs. Delaying the inevitable. But these efforts, even if perfectly successful, can only serve to dull or delay our fears, especially our fear of death. That's because easing the fear of dying today does not deal with the fear of dying tomorrow, or next week, or next year. Even if it were possible to assure a person's long-term safety, our underlying fear of death would still be there, because we cannot change the fact that death is appointed to us all. As the Bible says very clearly, it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. Sadly, many people will spend their entire lives living and dealing with various fears, and possibly even overcoming some of them, only to find that they hadn't dealt with what should have been their greatest concern, the fear of death. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "Fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Jesus Christ knew that we often fear death, but he also knew that there is something far worse than death, because we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Our never dying souls are in danger of facing God's eternal judgment. If anything causes us to fear, that should, for real. Removing the biggest fear. But in the Bible, we also read how Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came to earth as a man and died on Calvary's cross, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death. Did you get that? That is, the devil. And deliver them who, through fear of death, were all their lifetime subject to bondage. That's Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 and 15. Jesus has provided the way of victory over sin and death. He summed it up well when he said in John 11:25, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Even when our life on earth is over, those who trust Jesus Christ as their Savior will not face eternal separation from God, but rather will live with him, sharing his blessings for eternity. Help for each need. Regardless of what is going on in the world around us, the Holy Bible reminds God's children in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, that God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. When we face life's troubles, Jesus will tell us the same thing he told his disciples in Matthew 14:27. When they were in a boat in the middle of a storm-tossed sea, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid, because God is able to work all things together for the good of his children." The Bible tells us 365 times to fear not. That's a reminder for every day of the year. 365 times God tells us to fear not. So, dear friend, are you ready to let go of your fears and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, the God-man, Emmanuel, God with us, the Son of God? First, you need to enter into a personal relationship with God through his Son, Jesus Christ. To do this, you must recognize that your sin separates you from God in a very real sense, and turn to him for salvation. When you put your trust in Jesus Christ, he forgives all of your sins and promises you an eternal home with him in heaven. The Bible says in John 3:16, these are the words of Jesus Christ: "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Next, dear friend, make it a priority to read the Holy Bible every day so you can learn more about how God cares for his children. Someone has said, "Feed your faith and your fears will starve to death. Take your cares and anxieties to God, and he has promised to give you his perfect peace in return. And dear friend, if you want to be saved from the wrath to come and from eternal death in that awful place called hell, all you have to do is believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, as he said. Believe in your heart that Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins to pay your sin debt. He was buried and rose from the dead by the power of God. And if you are willing to believe in your heart in Jesus Christ, pray this simple prayer with me called the Sinner's Prayer and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner, and I admit that I have sinned against you and that I have broken your Ten Commandments. I have lied before. I have stolen things before, regardless of the value. I have lusted and coveted after people and things before. I have dishonored and disobeyed my parents. I have taken your holy name in vain. For Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon my soul and forgive me of all my sins, my failures, and my faults, as I now believe in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe that he suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried and rose on the third day. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past. Help me to turn from my old evil life and follow you in the new life. For it is in your holy name, Lord Jesus, I do pray. Amen. Dear friend, I want to thank you for listening to this gospel preaching, this gospel proclamation, this gospel presentation. If you have decided to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, after listening to this podcast, please email us at gls@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. To find out more about what you need to do after trusting Christ as Savior, visit gospellightsociety.com and read my pamphlet titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. The gospel pamphlet this podcast is based on is published by Fellowship Track League, a nonprofit organization whose purpose is to spread God's word to the entire world through the printed page for God's glory. You can order copies of this gospel tract and others free of charge online at fellowshiptrackleague.org. God bless you, dear friend. Until next time, and until we meet again, share this message with many others so that they can hear the gospel and be saved. Dear friend.